For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Ocean waves can be soothing to listen to, but when they represent a rising ocean, they can be a major threat to coastal cities like Charleston, especially when they combine with large rain events. The city's streets were flooded on 11 days in 2014. In 2015, it was 38 days, and it was 50 days in 2016. Catherine Zomer, executive director of nonprofit Enough Pi, said the figure is predicted to grow to alarming levels.
Charleston is expected to face sunny day flooding 180 days out of the year by 2045. So we definitely want to help residents here understand what's coming so that we can have our eyes wide open and make some changes in our behaviors.
The city's response to sea level rise is the charge of Mark Wilbert, Charleston's chief resilience officer. He said the amount of damage that could be done by more flooding is not yet known.
In fact, one of our first recommendations is to get a really good vulnerability analysis and get some really good data to show us what will be happening. And then we know where we need to spend our first dollar so that we can go ahead and begin to mitigate what those effects might be.
In fact, more than $200 million has already been spent, said Wilbert, and that's only the beginning. According to Zomer, Charleston is already seeing the effects of increased flooding.
When the waters come, we are very much stopped. I mean, it affects our ability to go to work. It affects our ability to get around. So it already has impact, and it is going to increase every year.
Wilbert said the city's response to the threat will be according to documented statistics and a city plan.
We're a long way from saying you can or can't build where it is, but we may not be as far away from saying how you build there. So if you want to build over here, which we know will be extremely wet in the future, you may have to build to a higher set of standards so that, one, you're safe, two, that we can come and get you should we need to in an emergency, and three, that we can continue to provide services.
Just as more floods have been observed, so have higher tides, a major contributor, said Wilbert.
What is a fact is that the tides have risen a foot in Charleston in the last 100 years. And a foot of high tide begins to encroach in areas where it didn't encroach 100 years ago, or even 50 years ago, or maybe even 25 years ago. So as we see those king tides, the highest tides of the year, you get them 38 times, you're going to begin to hear about it.
Zomer already has regular evidence of increased flooding.
For example, my office building, when it floods, we actually have a plank that's set up out there because it becomes a river. You cannot walk from the building to your car without being in 6 inches of water. So we actually have kind of a metal plank that we walk when it rains.
The consequences of not acting are unacceptable, said Wilbert. He said the flooding can be seen as a wake-up call that can be as much an opportunity as a negative event.
We have an opportunity right now to decide what the future of Charleston's going to look like. No one's going to stop the seas from rising. And if we get started now, then we have an opportunity to shape what it looks like. And we can make it much better than if we didn't do anything.
Wilbert said the rising sea is a threat that the city will likely never get ahead of, but it will have to continually manage the problem and take actions that make sense for the whole area. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.